News Talk, WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We do business spotlight every once in a while. I might as well continue that as you'll recognize the voices. He sits up there with Jacob Goins and Jack Hutton. Well, I would say recognize the voice. Jack probably talks more than all of them of the Auburn High Tigers. And Rob Pate joins me in studio. And morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Ben. I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me.
I like the, before we get into the business portion of it, I do like the ECU shirt.
They play today. So this is a
game day shirt.
Game day. They play. I'm at Charlotte. Man, they have been road warriors.
That's what you said.
Yeah, this is their 13th game, and they've played one home game thus far. And they've started the first three conference matches have been on the road. So she got back from South Florida and Florida Atlantic early Monday morning, and then they left yesterday to go to Charlotte. So I don't think they go to class. I think they're just there to play volleyball.
That's like when they said years ago about baseball playoffs, well, we got to make sure the students are in class. And I thought, you guys ever watched a basketball tournament where they don't go to school from basically March through the end of May if they make the tournament?
So that's right.
Same thing with volleyball, as you just said, because I did play-by-play volleyball, and I was like, we were leaving Thursday and coming back Tuesday sometimes, depending on delays.
It's a great sport, man. She loves it. She's really enjoyed her time there. And, you know, there's some Auburn and ECU ties that a lot of people don't know about. Pat Dye was the coach at ECU for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Hal Baird was at ECU. And there's people in the community that, you know, we walk around occasionally and we'll get the pirate hook or the arg or one of those things. So it's been a special place for her. She's enjoyed it.
One of my sales reps, she's no longer here. She and her husband moved. He came here he was a building science person, but to work on the dorms when the dorms went to the quad. And so she was one of my salespeople at a previous job. She and her husband, both ECU grads. And so that's how I got to know about the Pirates, was when they were with me for 4 years, and then he found another project, moved on. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's amazing, the ties.
Yeah, it's a big school. They kind of patrol the eastern half of North Carolina. You know, because of Duke and NC State, Wake Forest, UNC, they kind of are the outlier over there. But they got great facilities, great fan support. And I'm not sure if we're ever going to get her back home. She's really luck grown to love the state.
It's not a bad state. It's beautiful. So let's talk about something close to home. And I asked you, I said, when we start talking about Sweet Frogs, I was like, all right, how do you get in this sort of business? You know, y'all woke up one day and said, you know what?
Yeah. No, you know, we took our kids to Sweet Frog in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So we lived in right off of 280 in Greystone in Birmingham for a long time. And there was a Sweet Frog in Lee Branch. And so that's where we took our kids when they were little. And my wife is getting close to being able to retire from Auburn City Schools, and you know, we were kind of looking in the future for what's something we could do as a family that the community doesn't have, that we've always really enjoyed, that we think other families in the community would value and support. And that's where we landed. Now, believe it or not, my crazy idea originally was to start a kava. So I thought, man, because when we go to places, if we see one, we love it. And we thought, why does Auburn not have one of these? So I started researching into what it would take to begin a kava. And they don't do franchises. They start their own. They research and then decide, you know, if they're going to start one in a city or not. So the next thing on the list for us was this. And I'm so thankful, because I cannot imagine, you know, just being in this space, having to keep up with expiration dates of all the different types of meats and produce and things. But we have one product, you know, and so I know what a challenge that is for one product. So my hats are off to people in the food industry and the things that that they have to manage. But it's been phenomenal. I mean, just a place where people come to celebrate, where people come to, you know, because they've had a bad day. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, get picked up. You can be seen, you can be heard, and it's just a cross section of the community. You know, everybody loves ice cream, and so we see everybody, and you know, because of that, it's been a special place. It's touched our heart, and the community supported it well.
This is not a large town, although some of the residents would say it's a large town.
Right.
And even though they haven't, you talked about living in Birmingham. If they've lived in Birmingham or they've lived in Atlanta or Mobile or something, then you'll get to know that's a large town. But there was nothing on that. Is that how y'all chose a location? Or when it comes to being a franchisee or an owner, they kind of say, hey, maybe you ought to look at this? Or
no, they that was totally up to us. And, you know, it was just it was us. When a door opened and we started considering this, we said, you know, we'll keep walking through these doors until mm-hmm. God shuts one. And as we kept researching and kept asking questions and looking for a space, we worked out at Iron Tribe, which is right next door. Mm-hmm. And so that space was a space we were very familiar with. And we just called just on a whim when we decided, you know, we think we want to pursue this. We thought that that space would have already been occupied. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. And it turned out that the landlord was a patient of mine. It turned out that he was already had plans for that to be a dessert place. It was going to be a Cookie Fix.
Oh.
And they had already drawn up the plans for that. And then Cookie Fix decided that they wanted to be closer to campus. And so they never, finalized that contract. And it was actually for both suites. Now, we have since decided to share that space with Iron Tribe, which has been right. great for both of us. But we never thought that we would need the extra space. And so nobody would have counseled us to have gotten the full
right.
allotment, but it's worked out perfect for both of us. Iron Tribe's able to use it in the morning for classes, in the afternoon for speed training for kids. They're thinking about doing some child care and things for some mothers when they come exercise. And then we've been able to use it for birthday parties. We've mm-hmm. been able to use it for extra seating at night, different gatherings that sometimes that we're able to pull off. So it's been awesome, Ben, and we're thankful. The Lord's hand obviously has been very evident that that this has been something that He's been up to, and we're just grateful that the community enjoys it, and but they've been a blessing to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have literally that place has been a community for us,
mm-hmm.
And we've had some challenging times, as a family,
right.
Over the last couple of months to years, and so this has been something that has really uplifted us. And has been such strong community support and values that we're just grateful to everyone.
Rob Pate with me. We're talking Sweet Frog now. I will say, I thought at first, because Ashley Gann comes in here and visits with me
right.
To talk campus safety. So I asked her, did she and Derek drag y'all in so that way we could get people in dessert mode and then send them over there and say, hey, on y'all's way out, since y'all got the large the last three times you've been visiting,
yeah.
have you thought about the guys
there
next door?
No,
a team effort.
We've actually experimented some with protein powders from over there and taking our yogurt, mixing it with their protein and seeing what that was like. And that's been phenomenal. But yeah, I mean, we're grateful for them. The entire Iron Tribe family is another they do a remarkable job.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than just a gym mm-hmm. and a place to get stronger. That is both a physically strengthening place, but a spiritually strengthening place as well. And so for us to be able to partner with them in any aspect and have them as our neighbors, man, we couldn't ask for more. So we're just grateful to be there.
I think that's what's awesome about the community, stuff like that. I'm going to get to a break real quick. We'll talk about that a little bit. As a small business owner, I mean, you're eating, living, worshiping all right here in Lee County. They are as well. I mean, mm-hmm. people like that, I mean, it's just amazing. That's what builds a community. As Rob Pate with me, we're talking Sweet Frog Business Spotlight. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment.
Making Auburn Opelika great again.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking Sweet Frog Business Spotlight. Rob Pate with me, and you said, and she's, she's teaching, she's working, you got a real job too, but she's got a real job, but you said that the brains and the face of the franchise is it's a family affair with you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And Dana is she's the heart and soul behind mm-hmm. it. I mean, this is it's her baby, and she reminds me a lot of Whitley Dykes from mm-hmm. From over at Irritable Bowel.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you go in and he sees you, he talks to you, man. People will wait in line to come in and experience the atmosphere, because there's something different when you walk through the doors, and just her spirit is infectious, and people see it and they know that it's authentic. And, so I'm grateful because I know that that when she's able to walk away from teaching, and she loves teaching. She's at Creekside Elementary, and it's a phenomenal place to be.
So she's in the new school.
Yeah, and so it's been a tremendous place. Mm-hmm. But you know, she has a heart for this and a heart for people, and you know. But then also the things that she's been able to come up with. You know, Wonderful Wednesday, where she's able to get kids to describe the bowls that they're creating, and our staff will select whoever comes up with the best creation. They get a free bowl, and we do that weekly. And you know, just the family atmosphere that she's been able to implement, and then having all of our kids involved. You know, even our daughter that's married and lives over in Atlanta, she does all of our social media, and our daughter Jenna, that's a freshman at Auburn University, she's a phenomenal employee. She's there constantly. She does a lot of our ordering and a lot of our inventory and a lot of our processing, and then our twin boys that are involved. So they're not as enthusiastic about it, but they do like a paycheck. So they are getting that. But you know, just everybody's involvement, and we do have a mascot. You know, a full size mascot. You know, we have two mascots, Cookie and Scoop. Mm-hmm. Scoop is the boy, and Cookie is the girl. We have the boy mascot. So I need to get those boys. If you got a birthday party or you know. One of these moms that you want to scoop, I will get one of my boys to come stand in car line and give your kids a high five. And I would love to get James or John David Pate in that Scoop costume in a car line at one of these elementary schools.
I hope they're not listening right now, because if they are, they're going to be lobbying to all their friends. Do not listen to what my dad just said. I do not want to be doing that.
We need to make that happen.
It's funny because I told Riley that, who's in with me in the mornings, and he is sports information. He does equestrian. And I said, let me tell you what. I said, I think the girls hated it. But when we did car line with my little ones when they were little, now they're junior and senior in high school, the equestrian girls, when they came dressed up in the boots and they'd wear their hats and they'd wear like their jackets and stuff, I said, they loved it. Yeah. So, yeah, tell you what, the kids will love it. They may not love it being in there, but they would love it for car line to do that. So it'll be – you mentioned family, and I'd led to that before we went to break, and that is – a lot of the places around there, family owned. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you guys kind of found that y'all kind of lean on one another, and y'all kind of all in this together, like you want everyone around you to succeed, just because it has turned into that little area. It's across from Auburn High. I don't know what particular area is called. That's all I say is it's out of the entrance and exit to Auburn High. And all the small businesses there, they're all family owned.
Yeah, all of them. Clean Eats, Melt. You know, we've got Bridgeway Diagnostics there. There's a dental office. There's about to be a new urgent care facility. But then Lost Pizza is right there. And so there's lots of new businesses. And we do support each other. Lost Pizza, will on Friday, Saturday nights, they'll have extra. They'll send it over. Mm-hmm. You know, to our employees. Of course, Clean Eats fed us for, mm-hmm. you know, when we opened. just we were always there and didn't have anything to eat. And so they would bring us stuff. And, you know, trying to find things we can do together. I will say that, you know, parking for us, sometimes we have more people than we anticipated.
Right.
And so parking can become a challenge. And so sometimes we feel bad as the neighbor that has made that an issue if you're trying to get into one of the other facilities. And so but people have been super gracious, and they understand, and that the landlords have been great to work with. And it's been a great thing. Hopefully at some point we want to do some, you know, almost like a drive-in movie type thing, mm-hmm. where you can get ice cream, you can get some a meal at one of the places, and just hang out for the night. So
yeah.
You know, those things are in the works, but neighbors have been awesome. You're right.
Sweet Frog of Auburn, you guys go by and see them. My daughters love it, I'm glad that a couple of times their dates take them, and because I think that's become a pit stop. There's a few, as I've said before, we were talking about, you know, businesses and opening up franchises and stuff. If you ever guys ever get bored, go build a Seven Brew next to high school. That's the other one.
Yeah.
that when I look on it, Sweet Frog and Seven Brew, about the only two things that get charged on my card. So keep that in mind. But before I let you get out of here, and you guys, whether it's birthday parties, you heard him say, reach out and he'll put one of his boys in one of the mascots and send them in that direction. And don't feel the need to tip. They're already paying them, so that way they learn. But I did say you do color for Auburn High, and they've been on a little bit of a win streak, but you know, they're about to get into some tough competition with Central.
Yeah, Central's this week, and that's always the big one. Mm-hmm. You know, Central's always so athletic. And one of the biggest things is these kids grow up 7th, 8th, 9th grade. They play Central, and they get dominated.
Yeah.
You know, and so they get to the high school, and the expectation is we're supposed to be dominated. But by the time these kids get to the high school, the system they run, what Coach Etheridge and his staff does with this team, they're always more than competitive in this game. They win their fair share, and they have the opportunity to really turn it on because quarterback play is so good. Mm-hmm. The defense is so active. The Achilles heel has been running the football. They've had a really tough time getting downhill, but they
seems
developed,
to be contagious in Auburn.
Well,
for right
you know,
now.
I mean, so, at least they try it.
Yeah.
You know, so but with Kaysen Myers, he gives them a chance every game because he is really a dynamic player, and his legs have really become an effective weapon for this offense. And then had a big loss last week in Greg Williams. He tweaked an ankle, it looked like, on an offensive play. He's the leader of that defense, senior, committed to North Alabama. Honestly, probably playing his way into a bigger college situation. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to see what he wants to do. But we need him back big time for the Central game.
Looking forward to it this Friday night. Stop by Sweet Frog and take the kids with you. Let the kids go without you, too. And make sure you support local business. Rob, as always, thank you, bud. I appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Fox News coming up next. And then Witten Wednesday. Steve Witten should be in at some point in time. Let's hope he brought a good dad joke this time around.